GOP, media silent on huge migration changes in $3.5 trillion bill. By Neil Munro on October 1, 2021. The Democrats' draft spending bill still includes huge changes to the nation's migration laws. Even after the Senate's parliamentarian removed several amnesties from the multi-trillion-dollar spending bill. The bill would dramatically push up housing prices by expanding the inflow of chain migrants. And also would slash white-collar salaries by creating a new and uncapped migration category of college-educated workers for a huge variety of Fortune 500 jobs from coast to coast. Together, both migration rules will transfer wages and wealth from employees to coastal investors, and will also shift corporate investment, real estate wealth, government spending, and political power from heartland states, such as Ohio, Montana, West Virginia, and Arizona, to the major coastal states of California and New York. But the parliamentarians' decision to exclude the amnesties from the bill may prompt Democratic leaders to drop the uncapped white-collar giveaway for the Fortune 500 companies and their investors. If we are talking about getting white-collar visas so we can take care of businesses' problems, I'm not supportive, in the absence of getting anything else done, Senator Bob Menendez, DNC, told Bloomberg Government. Senator Dick Durbin, DEL, also suggested that he might oppose the white-collar giveaway to the Fortune 500 if Democrats do not get their amnesties and new voters. Bob, Menendez, and I have the same goal, which is to get as many people as possible on a path to citizenship, he told Bloomberg. However, Democrat leaders still want to turbocharge the chain migration process, even without the amnesties, Menendez indicated. If we are talking about recapturing visas for family backlogs, I certainly would consider that, even without the amnesties, Menendez said. For many years, Democrats have blocked business efforts to import more white-collar workers unless business leaders help them win more voters from amnesties. In January, for example, Menendez said, "We need the high-tech community who will benefit from the reforms we are proposing to be an advocate of the overall amnesty reform movement." But the chain migration expansion is something that is supported by the same left-wing activist community as the excluded amnesty, and so, as long as they get the chain migration, then the activist left will consider it a fair deal if the business community getting uncapped foreign workers, former White House advisor Stephen Miller told Breitbart News. The underlying bargain: more cheap workers and consumers for the Fortune 500 in exchange for more poor voters for the Democrats, is cementing the strategic alliance between the progressives who run the Democratic Party and the corporate investors who run the Fortune 500, said Miller. There's a progressive corporate alliance that has been forged inside of the Democratic Party, and nowhere can it be seen more clearly than on migration and the current reconciliation bill. The progressive left wants unlimited chain migration, and the corporate donors and lobbyists want uncapped foreign workers. The reconciliation bill delivers both. And if they're also able to get an amnesty from the parliamentarian, which I fear they will be able to do in some form, then that will just further cement the alliance between powerful progressive and powerful corporations. The Fortune 500 giveaway will allow companies to recruit an unlimited number of foreign graduates with dangled promises of green cards and citizenship, said Rob Law, the director of regulatory affairs and policy at the Center for Immigration Studies. It will be the equivalent of having unlimited legal immigration for foreign college graduates, he said. The plan rewards the investor-run corporations that already use the green card workforce of at least 1 million imported H-1B, J-1, L-1, and OPT workers to drop white-collar salaries. The cheap and compliant workforce also excludes many outspoken American graduates from rewarding careers in healthcare, business, technology, design, or science. Law continued. These are the companies that have intentionally discriminated against American workers, have subjected American workers to training their unqualified foreign replacements as a condition of getting severance packages, and now it is going to be a permanent loop where they will have as many cheap foreign workers, with at least a college degree, as they want, and that will just further suppress wages. Both of the huge immigration changes have been ignored by the establishment press, partly because their immigration reporters prefer to cover the fears and hopes of Haitians as they try to move from home in South America to jobs throughout the United States. The proposed changes have been ignored by journalists even though they will damage the income and status of journalists, and of their friends and peers. With lower income and status, fewer journalists will be able to buy good homes and get their children into high-status universities. The journalists have also failed to quiz critical swing vote Democrats about the migration changes that would divert investments and jobs away from their home states. So far, Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, Kristen Sinema, Diaz, Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, Senator John Tester, D. Mount, and Senator Sherrod Brown, D.O., have said little or nothing about the chain migration change or the white-collar indentured worker rule. GOP leaders have also not challenged these proposed changes as violations of the Senate's debating rules, even though both changes will damage GOP electoral support and redirect wealth and political power from GOP-run states to Democrat-run coastal states. GOP leaders have persuaded the Senate's debate referee, the parliamentarian, to dismiss the Democrats' proposed amnesties as policy changes disguised as budget changes. The policy changes of this proposal far outweigh the budgetary impact score to it, and it is not appropriate for inclusion in reconciliation, the parliamentarian wrote. The amnesties are a direct threat to the jobs of GOP senators because they would create many new Democratic voters. But the silence about the CHAM migration plan and the white-collar giveaway reflects the reluctance of GOP legislators to protect Americans' popular pocketbook interests amid donor demands for more migrants. For example, on Wednesday, 34 House Republicans and 14 GOP senators stayed silent as GOP leader Mitch McConnell approved a massive, expensive, and open-ended inflow of Afghans into Americans' homes and jobs. The senators were Roy Blunt, RMO; Richard Burr, RNC; Shelley Moore Capito, RWV; Bill Cassidy, RLA; Susan Collins, Army; John Cornyn, RTX; Lindsey Graham, RSC; John Kennedy, RLA; Lisa Murkowski, RAK; Mitt Romney, RUT; Mike Rounds, RSD; Richard Shelby, RL; Tom Tillis, RNC; Todd Young, RN. In September, Breitbart News described the still, hidden chain migration expansion in the spending bill. The Democrats' amnesty bill quietly invites 3 million chain migration arrivals into the U.S. workforce, likely forcing Americans to pay higher rents. "It's a huge deal," said Jessica Vaughn, the director of policy studies at the Center for Immigration Studies. "About 4 million people are now waiting many years to get one of the roughly 240,000 cards annually available for the foreign siblings and adult children of legal immigrants. The new bill would allow them to early file for conditional residency and work permits if they have been waiting for more than 2 years and can also fly into the United States." The amnesty's offer of residency to the 3 million chain migration migrants likely could create an additional inflow of 1 million per year, and an extra shortfall of roughly 800,000 apartments or homes. Many states' residents are already suffering from high housing costs. For example, several low-income Americans and immigrants died in early September when a storm flooded their affordable basement apartments in New York. Breitbart has also described the bill's plan to flood the job market for U.S. graduates with a massive supply of foreign graduates who will work for low wages plus the promise of U.S. citizenship for themselves and their families. Democrat leaders are blowing away all the numerical limits on employers offering green cards to college graduate employees, said Rosemary Jenks, policy director for Numbers USA. "There's no limit anywhere. The pending bill would allow U.S. investors and executives to import and pay an unlimited number of foreign workers with the dangled reward of citizenship. That citizenship for work law would minimize executives' need to recruit Americans or even offer good salaries." The bill was revealed Friday, and on Monday, was quickly rushed through the House Judiciary Committee without C-SPAN coverage. Mark Zuckerberg's AstroTurf empire is marketing it as a relief bill for deserving illegal migrants, but it boosts investors by dramatically expanding the flow of cheap workers, government-funded consumers, and room-sharing renters into the U.S. economy. Democrat leaders hope to squeeze the bill through the Senate via the 50-vote reconciliation process. The expanded foreign worker pipeline will remain open until at least September 2031. Even though many millions of Americans will need jobs during the next 10 years after they graduate with debts and degrees in healthcare, accounting, teaching, business, design, science, technology, or engineering. If you're in the pipeline by September 30, 2031, you're in the 2021 amnesty bill, Jenks added. The push for cheap workers and more chain migration is being led by Mark Zuckerberg's FWD.S network of coastal investors. They stand to gain financially from more cheap labor, government-aided consumers, and urban renters. Their network has funded many AstroTurf campaigns, urged Democrats to not talk about the economic impact of migration, and manipulated coverage by the TV networks and the print media. Migration is deeply unpopular because it damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, raises their rents, curbs their productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, and wrecks their democratic, equality-promoting civic culture. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This pocketbook opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other.